At the Friday Fighters Warriors, I want to talk about the right to have a belief, a dream, that being a child or an adult, once you see what you want to work for, see the dream you really want to have reality, hold on to that. Whatever someone or the world or whatever culture tells you that you cannot do it, they have no clue about you. They and everyone else based their own assumptions and likeliness to succeed based on what they see is the norm and what they know about themselves. Any person who thinks they can't do it themselves are gonna discourage you from doing it. Anyone who's been kind of defeated, didn't win the game they tried, are gonna talk about how it wasn't worth it, that it's not doable, it's not making anyone happy, pretty much just, I couldn't make it, so now I'm gonna say nobody else is gonna do it. And that's when you have to remember, I had my thought when I discovered bodybuilding, when I realized that there's something that you have to have, the right body type, the right genetics, you had to have a strong mind. So I thought, well, that's nothing special. I mean, I have a body, I have a brain, so let's go. Oh, I was ridiculed by that, by the Swedish culture, where the Swedish fitness community, you know. And I didn't know at all that I had so-called the right talent for bodybuilding, that I had the structure on the body that is good for competition, that the line, the symmetry is the way we like it in bodybuilding. So there are body ideals that are just simply based on the ancient Greeks' mathematical calculations on what is beauty. So definitely not an objective thing. So it is a beauty pageant and about the body. And I loved bodybuilding for that until it became an American thing for me. And then it was about bling bling and high heels and makeup and hair and diamond jewel covered one piece, two piece. I came from bodybuilding, 115 pound division, and I didn't even have it in my mind about putting makeup on. First, I didn't use it. Number two, I didn't understand. It wasn't even in my mind to think, why would I have the face when we're judging the body? Why do I have to be pretty? So everyone else was kind of emphasizing, if you don't have the lean, strong body, you're gonna compensate by everything else that is details. So a lot of people just came in kind of out of shape, but they had the best everything else, details, accessories. Competing was so boring because I just liked to be on stage for that. The whole lifestyle was what I liked, what I loved to do, and right after I just wanted to go back to that. I had no stage fright because I grew up in, you know, on stage. But what was fun was the whole training, the whole working for something and a goal, achieve that and then celebrate. And the celebrate was, of course, having the food that you can't have. So that was great. It worked, you know, until it doesn't anymore. It doesn't when we stop working hard for getting lean and we keep on adding more and more food joy and we compensate and say that's okay. Probably because we say we're off season or gaining muscle, we're just eating to gain more fat. So when I figured that one out, I realized I don't want to have off seasons anymore because I don't want to spend most of my life on a one day in the future. And then I'm going to have to redo the hard work, never loving my life because I'm sabotaging. So I got that early as an understanding that this is not what I want to do. Because I couldn't stay in lean, I couldn't stay in shape. I was like one day lean, the next, you know, puffy. The best thing with the chapter of competition was, of course, to show up that you can't just quit at any moment that you want. You have to keep on because you signed a contract, you're gonna compete. So it does teach you that you don't always want to do what you have as a dream or a goal, you still want to do it because in later you're gonna want, because you're gonna change your mind. So if you never know that you might seem like you don't want to do it at all, but that's just fear of failure, fear of success, whatever fears of lazy, don't want to work. You might believe it, and then you're losing out a lot of insights and discoveries and achievements. Now, the whole thing of competition with bodies, why I don't care about it now, is it makes no sense to compete if you don't understand the game, as in you cannot be upset that someone else who you don't think has the right physique wins. And that's why I think it's so ridiculous. The debates in fitness and physique competition about how the winner was the wrong one. How can you debate in a subjective competition where there are no norms, that you win by what you do? You win just by look and affiliations, of course. You gotta have to have the right team, you gotta have to have the right sponsors. And that's also what I didn't want to do, because I was not gonna give my credit for all my dedication to a coach who has never even trained me once. So I said bye bye to that. I saw what competition was, it got me to America, it was a stepping stone. And then I quit. Because I didn't want to play the game they were doing. It didn't do anything for me. When I quit, I thought I was going to lose my control over my body, that I was not going to be able to stay strong. The opposite happened. It wasn't just right away. But I could finally realize, because I got the... Well, Fighter at the Epiphany came 2007, so I had one more year I competed. So I had that in the background, and now I fell back on this prevent overeating by overeating that I didn't have for those 8 years before I figured out how to do it on my terms. And that was just the seed. It wasn't like, oh, here's the whole presentation, just do it. And even if I had it, you know how it is, you know exactly what to do, you don't do it anyway. And I wouldn't either, probably. Because I didn't desire to do that until many years later. Looking back and kind of reflecting upon this of having goals and then evolving and you know how it is, it's so important to see what it is and then understand that if you want to do it, what are your expectations? Because nothing is going to make you happier if you win a trophy. Nothing is going to change the way you behave around food just because you go for a competition. It's going to most likely sabotage. It's going to be the worst. Because every time you get leaner or better than ever for you, you're going to have the boomerang effect of, I don't know how to maintain it because I revert back to my regular basic me. The one you've always been until you want to be more. In my coaching, there's a lot of conundrums about why don't you keep on doing what you've worked so well, that for years you might have been doing great with fighter diet and training, you're on a flow. And then all of a sudden you can't do it anymore. And you don't know what to do, so you just keep on sabotaging, keeping on being like you want to be a junk food person. And you don't have any power over how to get back. Those happen a lot. And when you do that, you really have to just know that it's going to be that hiccup to restart, to reset your routine. It's going to be those days of just kind of take it for being the way it's just weird. Before you get back on your groove, you're going to have those kind of no rhythm days that everything is up to question. You don't know how to prepare a meal. You don't know how to make it simple. And then you don't want to do it. So you have all those kind of resistance to comply with what you think is what you love. And there you go again. Many people, especially women, believe that you do things that are good for you because you want to be good for other people. So you want to add all these roles or things and expectations. And then you wonder why you're not happy. Because you forget. Simply just doing things for other people is not gonna be enough to make you feel really happy. Because you're doing it out of love, yeah, but it's not for you. You might be serving people what they love and you don't. So why do you do it? Appreciation, expectations, pressure. Every woman has to be all that, right? All the things you have to do all the time to just be good enough. It's overwhelming. So to all you who try to accomplish some kind of expectation from the world, and then you also let the world or people criticize you or stop you or discourage you, you gotta just realize, you gotta shut it out. Do not let people talk you out of what you want to do if this is what you love to do. You have no reason to ask for a blessing. You have absolutely no responsibility to think about everyone else before you, so you are always the one who's not getting any satisfaction of your life. You also have to know that the more you just kind of talk to people and let them have a say, the more you're going to be influenced when people who are not in the end going to be there, who are having the consequences or you know, what you end up with. So opinions from others to tell them you what to do, and also your friends who inform you about what you are, who you are, how you think, what you used to do, all that. How do they know that when you don't know? So if you don't know yourself well, do not trust other people to do it. Because if you don't, someone who is not even aware of how you think, reflect your insight, how could they know? They just observe. If I observe the world and make an opinion, and if I don't want to be happy, I would keep on seeing everything that I would say is not good, isn't the way it should be, according to Pauline. That things could always be better and things were better in the past. I could be typical. Typical for me is when you forget, if you take yourself out of all this, neutralize yourself, why isn't it just the way it is that it's always been and you can just accept it except for trying to figure it out? Why do you have to solve every problem and everything in the whole world while you forget and distract yourself away from your own? And you and your life is, and it's the only thing you can impact or influence. You can't control it. But by doing your best with a good attitude, you can increase the likeliness that you're going to have it your way, because your focus is on what you want, not all you're trying to avoid. The more you look at all things you want to escape, the more you're going to end up there, because you are looking at it. You're thinking about it. That is. So when clients are terrified and worried about eating junk and telling me about it and how they're scared, that is because that's most likely going to happen. So that's why I want to talk to my clients when that happens. Because you cannot run away from it, and you're going to sooner or later face your fears. So how is that going to work then? That's why we want to increase the likeliness to have a joyful event of enjoying. So today in the FD8, we're going to have the first refeed lesson again, how to optimally enjoy this when it's terrifying about eating that you're not used to, and when it's like no, there's no consequence that you're going to be guilted. There's no, oh, you're going to have this day, but then after that you're going to have to go back to some kind of starvation mode. Not at all. Go straight back to regular defeat. Make your calls. Was it a success? Did you get happy? Did you overdo it? Did you not? Did you underdo it? Because yes, you can completely get diet depression by keeping on lying to yourself that you're going to have your favorite thing, the thing, whatever that is for you, that you know is going to be never likely to be a regular piece too often in your life. because it's just a bomb of junk calories in a little sitting, and you just want it all, and then you have no more for the day, and then you get hungry, can't stick to that. So even though on a theory you want to do devil's advocate game or just track the calories for that day, you're not going to be happy with a cheesecake slice in one day and that's it, because that is 1600 calories kind of, and you're going to be deficient in protein that day too. So even though you want to play the calorie game, it's not going to work in your favor because your psyche stops working the way you want it to. So if you never commit to actually give yourself the promise of having what you always wanted after having worked for it, so you work for reward, it's a perfect interval of defi days to induce a leaner body, and then when you are lean enough for you to see a change, you can then have a short pause or break, which means the refeed or treat day. But if you play it by how you want it and it's not at all the way it works, you're just gonna either stay the same or fattening up a little bit, because even though your refeed is healthy, everything adds up. Any little snack you didn't plan, now it's added to your calorie budget. So your mind doesn't see that you are not in a deficit because of these little hiccups here and there that you don't really want to think is serious, but it is. It's serious because it keeps you and you maintain your state of body, which you are trying to get better or increase the body composition changes. You want to have a leaner body, more muscle, and be happier too. If you forget to follow up and have your reward, so let's say you just play the game, you say, I'm gonna have it, you plan it, but then it never happens because you always keep on choosing a refeed that is more, let's say, it doesn't have your kryptonite, but it's a really good one because it's functional, it has big volume, it's powerful, it's perfect. But that doesn't mean that it's ideal, because it might be that you never get to have this guilt trip you need to feel a little bit of, ooh, I'm so bad because I can have this food, guilt, but I feel so naughty. So you get a high out of it. It's just ridiculous that some people, very many, are just kind of playing some kind of sex fantasy. And you know the best satisfaction comes from when you can't have what you want. You have to work for it. And then you get it. Oh, that release, right? That is what you never get. If you forget that you might want to be optimal and ideal, so you have your broccoli. But hey, you're human. If you never feel like you can be a little bad, you just get bored. And then you keep on yearning for the junk that is not any fitness food at all. But you still want it. And that's when the frustration comes to, what is wrong? Why can I be, I'm so full, I'm so stuffed, I can't even move. I have all this food, I have the powerball, I'm doing all I can. And then I'm still hungry. Like, no, you're not. You're not hungry. You have an obsession because you want to have greed food. You want more. You're just greedy, that's all. With a full belly, you're physically not hungry, but you can psychologically be. That's what happens. You're physically satiated, now you have more power of your mind, but it's still gonna be a fight because you haven't given up or haven't realized that you hold on to, there might be a chance that you're gonna go for it because you always do. And the more there are chances, opportunities, that you are gonna go back on your plan. So why commit, right? So that's what you don't. You are just waiting like a pressure cooker. How long are you gonna go and be so compliant, and then boom. And then here you are, a good client, doing popo, and then you wonder, how can it not work? I'm so full, it's ridiculous, this is not real, this is can't be true. You know all the stories you wanna make? It's all true. Again, if it was about physical satiety, is the way people work it, then nobody would be obese, nobody would be overweight, nobody would eat more junk than they had in the carrot body. Because you forget the psyche, you forget the mind. The mind knows all you used to have. And now remember that you haven't even realized that you have not committed to not go back. You're just taking a little bit of withdrawal. And the more withdrawal, now it becomes a bigger, bigger fantasy. And most people are just playing fantasies about the junk or the food that you can't have right now, right away when you're starting a healthy nutrition plan. So there you are working to get out of it. Because you're planning. You're watching what you want. You're making, oh, I'm going to have it. You're tempting yourself like you want to fall. Because you think that if you fall for it, you have like a victim. You cannot be held responsible. So if you don't understand that you can't just keep on promising yourself all the time without having some version that you get your fix regularly, you are just keeping on building up that yo-yo dieting, the tsunami waves anyway, even though it's not with your intention. I know by simply how you focus. You have not given up that you're going to be able to have that one day, and you will, but you're not going to be able to enjoy the consequence, or it's going to be such a strong power, like a fight for you, so it takes away all the fun. If you can't enjoy the enjoyment, why is it even worth it? So there's a lot that goes into it, but basically, without POBO, without having a satiety practice, but you know how it feels to be full, you're not going to be able to have moderation of anything that you struggle with as of now. It will never be easier with a leaner or stronger body. The more your body looks like a dream, it's not in any way going to make you better with nutrition unless you want to. You're going to keep on taking it for granted. You got your results, you forgot how it felt before. That's human minds. And then all of a sudden you forgot to pay attention. 2 days of kind of want to enjoy, relax, right? And you're back to where you were months before in time. That's how easy it is to sabotage. It takes months to work to get leaner and stronger. It takes a day or two to sabotage it all, what you did for months. Now, a body that has been training for long, like mine, and people who have a lot more muscle, you're gonna notice that the thermic effect of fighter diet and the food you choose, that if you do big eating and you do stay away from the mainstream junk that is just the most powerful jet fuel for fat cells, you're gonna notice how all the food, when you do it in the interval of defeed followed by refeed, so there's this interval of ups and downs, that's important. It's important in order to benefit from refeed or a higher calorie intake when you want to get leaner or stay lean. You don't want to fatten up, okay, I know that. So we're just going to say, take it that way. That with practice and knowing, you're going to notice it's like all the food you ate that just kind of flew out of the window. You get hot, you get energized, everything feels great. And you're not even that hungry anymore. So after a proper refeed, your increased hunger, your increased cravings that always come when you have made a new period of defeat progress, or just being, you know, you've been living a life of lean, which means you're gonna be leaner, you're gonna be hungrier. It happens naturally by living the lifestyle. It's not a weird thing. But after that, when you kind of put your body into a recession, it's like, oh, we don't know how long we can do this. You notice you get tired and more fatigue, it's part of it. The blood pressure goes really low, and all that is because your body is down-regulating all the things it doesn't need to keep alive. So ovulation, sex drive, those things usually go out the window. And happiness and tolerance to people. You get bitchy. So you notice then that it's the day after you feel full and happy and wonder all those cravings, what happened to them? They're gone. You don't feel anything. So now it's easy to keep on going back on defeat. But only if you had this reaction that you saw, the magic of what happens when you eat the right food and you do it in a periodized style and you cut it off without forgetting it's not a new trend. You're not going to do this every day. So when you pay attention to how you play the game, you follow the rules, you're going to have an amazing experience. And you're going to learn to trust food, and you're going to have this wonderful fitness life, because it's not about trying to stay on a diet that you don't want, that never stops, that never gives you any satisfaction. It's not worth living life like that. And you wouldn't anyway, because thankfully you are just too smart. You're not going to keep on showing up for what isn't benefiting you as a human. Without refeeds, I know you all love the regular refeed, regular defeed days, but you gotta learn that you will want to have special occasions in eating. If you think you don't want that, it's because you're scared. Because why would you not want to what you always ended up having too much of? You loved it too much. The thing with refeed and why a lot of people are scared of Pobo is because you go by the scale. So when you eat more, of course, the scale is artificially going to elevate because there's a sudden influx of more food stuff. But it doesn't always happen. So, I mean, sometimes on a refeed, clients lose weight and they wonder what happened. And then they gain weight and they wonder what happened. Sometimes they don't, any happens. Then 2 days later, the scale is up. Or 2 days later, the scale is gone or down. So what do we think about that? What are you supposed to go by? None of it. Because you rely on behavior. You are aware of what you do, so you don't have to go by acute weather reports. If you know you ate pizza and ice cream, that weight is not going to be fluff or like water. But here's the thing, you might have junk a whole day as cheat day, and then you want to make it, so you hope to make it, you step on the scale, and then you lost weight. Oh, so happy, huh? That's usually because you change your big pulp or your big healthy food that has a lot of pound, like weight in it. You took that out, and now you ate tons of calories that didn't have any weight in your body. But after 2 days or three, you notice that you're fatter because it accumulates body fat over days. So then you come around Thursday, Friday in the new week when you started Monday again, like maybe today. And you notice, oh, is it period? Is it menopause? Do I have my period coming? Is it PMS? And that's every woman's talk about it all life. You can never figure it out, but you still hold on to how you know how your periods or your cycle. So if you know yourself so well, how can you never see yourself through what you do, what you blame? Hormones, that you get so weird, crazy. Everyone around you knows you get crazy when you're PMS. How do you want to have that? Don't you think it's embarrassing to not be a master of your mind, to not be aware that that comes every month? If that does, why don't you make a mark in the calendar? Hey, I'm going to be a cry bitch right now. And then I'm going to justify that I need to eat something. And no, you don't need to eat chocolate for PMS. The most rewarding thing with working with Phyto Diet for you would be to learn to eat and feel like you can have it all and not have the consequence. That is what you're working for in nutrition. It's the best thing. It's something that I feel nobody is teaching, except for the ones who kind of want it to be that it's okay to be fat and out of shape, because once we were fit, but now we don't want to anymore, we can't. And we just let ourselves go because it's more like the typical of self-negligence, because it takes a little bit of will to be more than just basic. But those people who just want to have whatever everyone else has will never be people who other people see, wow, you're so strong, because you don't at all, you're not it and you don't look it and you're just average. You are behaving just like regular people in our world do. They don't want to work, don't want to have something to, you know, fight for. Just want to eat and watch TV and sleep, I guess, and drink. That's the average. That's what the average do. So if you want to be more, you have to be in an environment where we expect more from our behavior. And where we don't want to go in and talk about how so sad that everyone else can eat things and you can't. And it's not true. You just choose. You have chosen to live a life that requires you to be more highly leveled mind-wise. That you have to have greater consciousness about what it is to be human. So you can see why you struggle. That you have this temptations all over. That's just the way it is. It's never going to go away. And if you try to make your own life some kind of secured workshop where you can kind of get in shape in closed off environment, that's what people do when they want to compete. Then you forget you're going to return to reality, and then you have all those temptations where you never were exposed to in your training school. So that's how you become weak. That you think you're going to be safe because you close off your opportunities to go back on your word. That you think if you eliminate all temptations around you, that nobody can have anything around you, because it's so important for you to not have freedom. You're always going to end up noticing you're a thief. You're going to find a way out of the prison. You're going to have all that in way more than you ever wanted, because you make it forbidden. And you just don't have the power to forbid things from yourself and think you're going to be happy. It's going to keep on haunting your name, because forbidding means you're trying to control what you love too much and you lose. You have to really lead yourself with freedom and willingness to give up on all that you say you have to do. Instead, you have to willingly motivate yourself. Why do you do this? What is the perk? Why? Why don't you follow the herd? Why is this important? What can you gain? And if you do this, what can you get as a reward for good behavior? You have to be like that for yourself. You have to coach and seduce your mind, date yourself, and encourage yourself that you can do it, and know that the whole world around you are gonna keep on debating how you cannot stay happy lean, that you can't lose weight, you can't, whatever they say. And I don't even wanna, there's so much of, nothing can be done. In general, let me just shit talk about people, like humanity, including myself. I'm in it. We can talk, and cry forever about things that other people know is to die for. We can completely be spoiled bitches and only see what isn't according to our liking. And we can spend the whole life of just being pity party. And oh, how things were better in the past. And we are just spoiled. And we can think that just because we can't have exactly what you want in food, which we decided, it's not like someone else forced it on you, you're still going to cry about it. That, oh, I have to do this. Do you? No, you just want to because you have goals, but don't. So all this kind of crying about the work you want to have done, all the kind of, I think it's going to be okay to have a bad attitude because it doesn't have to feel good. I just have to do it. Like, and you all think that you can be so tough on yourself, get it done. You don't have to like it, just going to do it. Come on. Yeah, that's what you want to have in your ideal, but that's not at all who you are. So if you want to kind of reduce the gap between who you think you are versus who you want to be, what do? You gotta want to be that. you have to want to take a fight with yourself and not just say it's okay to be human. Of course it's okay to be human, but a human that is just want to be okay is never going to be a strong, high level superhuman at all. Because you just take the kind of ticket to say, it's okay to just be the way, because right now, the whole world says, don't do anything, darling. Don't try, because you might be expecting, you know, you might be sad that you're not going to make it happen. Oh, you know, be careful. Always work for making sure you're secure. Well, what are you going to do if you, you know, you grow up or you have no money? Or like, what are you going to do? Oh, if you don't follow what everyone else is doing, what are you going to do? Oh, aren't you scared? Like, everyone is so scared of that things are going to go wrong. And I wonder, who is going to judge that? And all those things you think are going to go wrong is all based on what other people are going to think about you. And it's just waste of energy. Because all these opinions, they would have them anyway. Why do you even have an open channel to listen? Don't. Close off that. Focus on yourself. Because I know now, being a, you know, a friend coach that raises your level up a little bit by just pretty much just standing up for yourself. I mean, I'm helping you find yourself. That if you don't do that, if you don't do like me, pep talk myself, motivate myself. Every time I notice my mood drops or I'm getting influenced and I notice, I just go back to doing my APG or just talk about everything I love, because we always have to keep on using that counterweight of love that wins everything else. Because that's how I can take all the typical life fatigue of working and fighting and the natural struggle of it. But this is why we live. Like, what are we thinking life should be? And I wonder too that you who have an idea of, well, this is not what I thought it was going to be. There's a lot of, I feel, people who think that they're disappointed. And I wonder, what is there to be disappointed with? I'm not saying everything's perfect, but it is perfect as in it's the way it is. This has never been what we think in our mind when we want it to be better. It's just an utopia. It's just a dream. It's just a thought. So if you instead choose to focus on everything that you can find that is amazing, just take the high road of everything is a miracle, that everything unfolds and forms and everything is here and everything just becomes more, and you just go with it. If you can just hold on to that you have everything within you and there's nothing that you need that you can't make, that there's nothing that holds you back. You just have to have that policy, as in that is the way it is. That is what you need to hold on to. That you have everything you need, you have everything you want already. And if it's not there in your life, it's because you want other things or forget or you get discouraged in the between times, like the recipe of the bread, that you're not waiting for the bread to be done. You just don't even start to flour or buy the ingredients because you have not, you're terrified about committing and then notice you can't do it because you're basing it on old experiences too. But you know what you can do? Start with a clear slate, a clean slate. Now you have no record to compare. Just be your best and show up for yourself. That's what I would do. Well, that's what I do.